We're on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, around 6 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Ama'ane Sager, Eivel B'Shleisha Lave. A person is Ma'ane Sager B'Dvorim, he's Eivel on 3 Lavim. Aleichetzai, a person is Deichik Ager, Vinyoni Momen, Eivel B'Shnai. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ishna Ma'ane, the CV Shleisha Lavin, the Ger Leisaina, the Chiyoga Yitzka Ger Baat Hem Leisaino Aisai, then the Leisaino Isha Samisai, the Ger Bechlal Hamisai Ho. So therefore, there's three Lavin, Leich Tainami Shleisha Ksivi, Leisil Chatzana, the Ger Leisil Chot, two Lavin by a Ger, Leisia Leikinesha, which is the ger bechlal hu. Elo echadze ve'echadze b'shleisha. Tai lechitzas momen, and tai einos tvorim, ze shvi lavim by a ger. Tanya Rabbeleza Godel oimel, mibnei ma hiziro toiro, ve'lamed vov mekoimes, omzulo bevev, bevmembov mekoimes b'ger. Taylor mentioned many places. Ignatius Suraira. Rashi and Hiriya says, Shetar Shaloi, Taino Yetzer Horo Ra. Seems he has a very difficult Mokoma with his Yetzer Horo. So therefore one has to be more careful and more considered with a ger. May dechsi v'ger leisoynem leisech v'tzano ki gerim hayisim v'eret mitzayim. Tanya Rabbi Nosson Eimer mum shebok atayim alachafach. If you possess this mum, so don't be mentioned to Gabi someone else, because this alone casts a pagam ayu. Aino da omri inchi, the zokif lay zekife bidiyukte. If someone in the family was hung up, they name a le chavri zokif beneath it. So don't tell someone else to hang up a fish, because you know, speaking about hanging automatically brings a gnai. And the medaber, since in his family someone was hung. Zot Rashi. Ma'an es ager einos dvorim. Aloichetzoi doichakoi. Leisi aloi kenoishem. Lachatzu shed doichakoi litvoya choyboi. He puts pressure on him to be tevei the chay. Hasn't seen a maishna or ma'ane, the siv beit los, the begir leisoyne, leisoyne oisib, leisoyne isha samisoy, begir bechlal amisoy, who, leichtzayna meit los, a ksivu boi begir leisilchot, leisilchotzen, and leisir leikenoish. Mum shaboch al toima lechavroch, even the gerim heyisim, since you yourself were gerim, k'nai kulachem lahaskir shem gerim. Man de islay zekife b'diyuktei leinem alachav reizokif b'nise. Mi sheyesh loy toloi v'mishpachtoi loyema la'avdoi eleben beisoi tlo li dagze. Shekol shem tliye g'nai huloi. Speaking about hanging already, brings about a pagam to the speaker, since in his mishpacha there was someone that was nitla. Look the Mishnah Vayikar. Ein ma'alvin peiris pe'peiris, hafilu chadoshim bechadoshim, ein tzorch loymer chadoshim b'yishon. Zot Rashi. Ein ma'alvin peiris pe'peiris, Bal habayis sha'imel peiris soda ploini ani moichelo, kach bekach soin. So if he had mentioned that the payers come from this field, lo ya'avenu bepayres soda acheres, he should not mix it up with payers from another field, even though both are chadoshim, but if he had mentioned that comes from this field, he should not be ma'aravet with payers from another field. Beintoch loima chadoshim biyishonim. He told him he's selling him yishonim, he's selling him payers from a previous year, he should not be ma'arav chadoshim. So Rashi says, Posak limker loy yishonim. If he told him he's going to sell him payers of last year, lo ya'arav em chadoshim. So don't mix in payers from this year, shay yishonim yiveishim. The payers from the previous year are dried up, and you can get flour from them to give out more flour than the chadoshim. Be'emes omru b'yayin hitilu la'arev kosher berach. Now there are two types of wine. There is a strong wine, which is called kosher, and there's a weak wine, which is called rach. So one is permitted to be ma'arev koshe berach, v'mneishohu mashbichoi, that adding some strong wine to the weak wine will be mashbiach the weak wine, even though the agreement was he's telling him rach, but to add koshe berach, that is permissible. So Rashi says, Mibnei shemashbichoi, koshe mashbiach esarach. Adding strong wine to the weak wine is mashbiach the weak wine. The fichach, posak imayrach, if the agreement was he's giving him a weak wine, ma'arev boy koshe. So he's permitted to be ma'arav some kosher, because even though we didn't tell him about this, but this is not a loss to the kain of a kel, this is an asset to the kain. V'dav kektoni kosher berach, v'mnei shemash bichoy, v'loi rach v'kosher, posek imoi kosher, if they had made up that he's selling him strong wine, lo ya'arav boy esarach. The chain, that what it says in the Mishnah in Tzorach Loima Chadoshim B'Yishonim, but if he told him he's selling him Yishonim, you're not allowed to add Chadoshim, you're not allowed to mix in Chadoshim, because we had said, because the Yishonim produce much more flour than the Chadoshim, so that Chadoshim B'Yishonim is also Avo Yishonim B'Chadoshim Shapil Domi. But if he adds Yishonim to Chadoshim, so the Yishonim are superior than the Chadoshim, they produce more flour, so that is permissible. So Rashi is saying we have to be medayik the Lashonis from the Mishnah. Kosher berach is mutter, but rach bekosher is also. Chadoshim be Yishonim is also, but Yishonim and Chadoshim will be mutter. Ein ma'arvin shimrei yayin b'yayin. One is not permitted to mix in the shmorim of the yayin b'yayin together with the yayin. Avol noisin loy es shmorov. But he's permitted to give him the shmorim. So the Gemara later is going to say that Eim Avram Shimre Yayim means shmorim from another barrel of wine. One is not allowed to put dosh shmorim into Yayim, because the shmorim of each barrel can be mapsed the wine of another barrel. אבל לא יסין לא יאס שמה רב, but the its own shmarim one is permitted to put into the wine because this will not be mafsed the wine. Mi shenis arev mayim v'yeinoy, if it got mixed in water and wine, and the Mayoni HaChochma says that seems that that was a hefsed to the wine, was mafsed the wine. Lo yimkerenu b'chanus. Now a chanus is a place that people come in and buy cups of wine. And they're going to come in for a drink. Is lo yimkerenu b'chanus elim kein pedia. That means now he has wine that is inferior, some water got mixed into it, so each customer that comes, he should be medea him. This is not pure wine, this is wine diluted with water. Or else it's also, could be it's also because this is a different sug of wine. There's not diluted wine and diluted wine. So if he's selling it in a chanus, he should be medien. Veloy letago, that, now again, this person has wine that became diluted. He should not sell it to a tago, to a businessman. Afal pi shahidiyoy, even though he informed them that this wine is diluted wine. Sheenoy elo leramis boy. Because a tago, telling him diluted wine, he will be, even though you're telling him, you're honest with him, but this tago will be merama others with this diluted wine. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ein ma'alvim shimra yayin b'yayin b'gmora meforish lo. Imkerenu b'chadnus. Now if his wine became diluted with water, he should, pluta pluta, he's selling, let's say, selling the small amounts at a time. So it's only permissible, elim kein hidiyoy, l'chol echad v'echad mehem shemayim mu'ulavim boy. So we have a person who, l'davoynoi, some water got mixed up in his wine. And this, it seems, is mafsed the wine. Upon the Bisman Chazal, it was like this. So Memela, if he wants to sell now this wine, he has to be medea each customer that this is diluted wine. Fine. Now, so, but that he's permitted to do if he has this wine, and he's informing each customer that it's diluted wine, there's nothing wrong. But v'loy letaga yimkerenu biyachad, but to sell to a taga, a wholesaler, a businessman, isn't to tell him, you know, I have 20 barrels of wine, remember if they got diluted, nisarev mayim biyaynoi, and the Mayon HaChochma says in the, He was talking about an honest person, he's selling it to him for cheap, you know. What should I do? I'll sell it to you, I'll give you a cheap price for it. Lefi, she'enei loikhoi elo l'ramois, l'moikhoi bachanus. Now this tagel is going to sell it bachanus, and he's going to be merame. He won't tell people in the chanus that this is diluted wine. So it's very unclear why does Rashi have to say that he's going to sell it in the chanus. It's very interesting, Bechlau, the Losh and HaMishneh, אין נוי אלו לרמז בוי. I mean, the Mishnah says it's like with a behiris. This kaga, you can tell them, yeah, very honest, you're honest, you tell them, you know, this is mine. It's diluted, and I'll sell it to you for a cheap price. He's very honest with him. Chas v'shol. Don't you dare sell it to a kaga. She'eina elo l'rameis poit. I don't know. Perhaps Pshat is this Tago that is purchasing this wine. It's inferior wine. Now, normally, to his normal customers, he's going to come to his normal customers. He's going to sell them, Rabbeisai, I have inferior wine to sell to you. His normal retailers. They're going to say, I couldn't talk. I mean, who wants to buy inferior wine? I mean, it's not an investment. They won't buy it. To buy inferior wine, I'll buy from someone else. So the only thing that he can... So why is he buying it? I mean, he's charging him a cheap price. Fine, good. He's charging him a cheap price. But what is he buying? There's no market for this. If this wine is inferior... Mayan Nechachma says that it was inferior wine, since it got, Nisarev, I mean, we see from the Mishnah. Nisarev, like mine, it got mixed up. I mean, an accident happened, but some water got mixed up in the wine. This was not the normal Seder. So I'll call upon him, so why is he buying it? His normal customers, he'll come to his customers, I have inferior wine to sell. Who's gonna buy it? So the only reason he's buying it because I mean he'll lose his customers if he's going to go and if he's going to sell them and if he won't tell them this if he'll tell them so they're not interested in buying it why should they buy a lemon? So but this could be it could be he can sell it pluta. This is, the person comes for a drink, for a dose, it's a drink, it's a put, it's not a big deal. Could be, you know, one chaf, it's only, it's a small. For this, it could be, you could be meramed. I mean, this is, so, that's the only reason for him to buy it. So, not allowed to sell it to him. Mokim, suddenly you tell him you can't trust him because there's no logical reason for him to buy it unless he wants to make the mois and sell it b'chamus. Mokim shenogu lahatol mayim b'yayin. What is the place where that is the minigam mokim? They mix water in the wine and yafilu. That's something else. That's the minigam mokim. Hatago neitel mehegronis. Hatago can take from hegronis, that means he's a wholesaler, and he got from different fields. V'neisen l'seich megura achas. And he puts in one storage place. I mean, when people buy from Hatago, they realize that it's, I mean, this Hatago purchases from different fields. I mean, they know that he's selling it from one oitzer, but people realize he gets it from different mekayis. Mehei gitois v'neisen l'soich pitum or pitus echot. He can buy from five gitois of yayin and put it again in one large barrel. U'bavad shele yehei miskaven le'areid. But he shouldn't be mechaven la'are. So what does Rashi say? The Rashi, mokim shenogu lahatol mayim b'yayim, yafilu, mokim shenogu, ein kan tois. So there's no tois, shekola yeinais becheskat kain. But in this place, where they have diluted wine, התאג הנטל מחמש קרוני שהכל יוידם בוי שלי גודלוי בסדוי. So they realized that he doesn't have it's not coming from his field. בני אודם הרבה לוקח בחסקס קיין לוקחם, and they're purchasing it knowing that it doesn't come from one field, it comes from different fields. בגורה עצש עגר בי תבור גוירן ושדושן וזהר בי עשה תבור. So he buys from הגרונס ואחפק הליקטס מבעלי בתם בשעס הגוירן להכניס למגורה שלו and puts it into his עצה. But שלא יסכוון לערב ולהיצי קהל לקנס הרייב ממוקם משובח לערב בי ממוקם אחר ושכניו סבורים שכל הפרס מאיסי מוקם. But he shouldn't be שתלושן הראש שסכוון לקנס רייב התבואה מטויבו. A little clearer. He should not be mechavan to buy most of the tvua from the superior tvua. She yetze all of keil shekoina hakeil mimokim atoi v'yiknega mimokim ro v'yarvenu. That means he shouldn't make a precedent that he has very good tvua, and roiv of the tvua is he has the excellent tvua, and the day he's going to buy some cheap tvua also, so people are under the impression that this is the very good tvua, and the mice are getting mixed into this tvua some tvua gerua. Tana Rabbono. Now, we heard, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to, if you're selling Yishonim, I'm selling, let's say, Tvua from last year, and Rashi said last year's Tvua gives out more flour, it's more dried out than this year's Tvua. So the Mishnah said you're not, if the purchaser that he wants to buy last year's tvua, not allowed to be ma'arev chadoshim b'yishonim. So you're not allowed to put yishon from last year's tvua. Don't mix in some of this year's tvua, because you're governing him or honor him. He placed an order for last year's tvua, and you're mixing in some of this year's tvua, which cannot make as much flour as the Yoshon. So now the Braisa says, Ein Torach Loima Chadosha Is Me Alba V'Yoshon Is Me Shosh. He says, that's Poshet. If last year's Tvua, this three saw for Asela, this year's Tvua is four saw for Asela. And the reason is partial, because last year's tvua you can make more flour. So three saw for a seller. This year's tvua is four saw for a seller. So the price says as follows. So that's partial. If in price he wants to purchase last year's tvua, you're charging him that price, three saw for a seller. You want to be ma'ariv some of the new tvua, which is four saw for a seller. So, Aticha Asa, because you're giving him inferior Tvua, which is, Akert is cheaper. It's inferior and cheaper. Ela Afilu Chadoshais Mishalosh V'Yishonais Me'alba. But Afilu, the price is Akert. That means the Yishonais, the market price is four so for a seller. The Chadosh is three so for a seller. So, L'chayre, we'll see soon what the reason is, what's shot in this market price. So a person might think
a person might think that, what am I doing wrong? I'm giving him tvua, which is more expensive. The chadosh, he ordered yeshonis, which is 4 saw for a seller. And I'm giving him 3.5 saw of yeshonis. And I'm putting in 1/2 saw of chadoshes. And chadoshes is more expensive. So I would think so. So the baraisa says, no, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. The aim of an alafilu chadosh is misholot. The yeshon is miyal, the aim of an neshodom reitze liyashna. What is Hirashi? The Krashi, Tone Rabbono. Ain't so lema chadosh is miyal, the slain besela. The yeshon is misholot is slain besela. The aim of an chadosh is the yeshon is toil mecheskes yeshon is moichot. You're selling yeshon is. Nimtza ma'aneyu, so yingva'anem. Umboicha lo'i zulois b'toyres yekores. I mean, the yishonis are expensive. We saw for a seller, and you're mixing in some chadoshes. So yizicha ma'aneyem. Elo, afilu chadoshois misholois, v'yishonois me'alba ein ma'alba. Those are not ma'alba. So what's wrong? I'm giving you, yeah. Mivnei she'odom reitze liyashna. So now Rashi says, Ashtik title. So Rashi says, Mivnei she'ilu demeim shel chadoshes. Let's understand this. It doesn't make sense. Why are chadoshes 3 saw for a seller and yeshonas are 4 saw for a seller? The yeshonis produce more flour than the chadoshes. So what's pshat in this? So Rashi says, Nei she'ilui d'meyim shel chadoshes, einon mivnei she'ein toivis ki yeshonis. That what, it's more expensive, it's not because it's just as good as the yeshonis. Ela she'odom reitze liyashna. That means like this. People who have a surplus of flour, so memele, for this year, I don't need flour. I need for next year. And it would seem that we'll see the yeshonis, if I buy now yeshonis, next year they won't be good already. I need for next year. So the chadoshes are good. So that chadoshes are good for me, because next year will be yeshonis. The yeshonis are not good for me, this year, because the Yosha Noishma things won't be good. So Mamela, so Rashi says like this, Ibnei she'odam reitzel yashna, Ibnei she'ilu demeyim shel kadoshes, and Ibnei she'en toivis ki yishon. Not as good as the yishon. She'odam reitzel yashna, b'zei she'posak imay ala yishon. That's the reason. You see that the price is 3 saw seller by kadoshes, is because the market is, people want to be miyashin. But if this person wants yeshonis, v'zeh she'posak ima al yeshonis einei reitze liyashna, l'fikach osa la'arev b'hu chadoshes, v'afilu mulis b'domim. He doesn't want, he wants to use it this year. So by giving him chadoshes, you're giving him inferior to it. The Maram Shif asks a kasha, a kaponim, we learned now, yeshonais, you can make an abundance of flour. Chadoshes, you can't make an abundance of flour, but there's a mile of chadoshes, if you need it for next year, chadoshes are better than yeshonais, it seems, because for next year the chadoshes will be good, and the yeshonis, it seems, won't be good. So that's why the price of chadoshes is 3 saw for a seller, and yeshonis are 4 saw for a seller. So the Maram Shif asks, Rashi in the Mishnah said, Rashi is the Bramasa Mugnei Shemash Bichai, the Rashi by the Gimel of the Goyim, V'chein Ein Tzorach Loima חדושים וישונים דווקא, אבל ישונים וחדושים שפר דומי. As he says, if he wants to mix up Yishonim and Chadoshim, Shapur Domi is what the Shapur Domi. So Rashi is, seems to be saying, because, well, the Yishonim make more flour. But maybe this person wants it for next year. So, I mean, how can Rashi say, this the Maram Shif asks the Kashif. Zok the Gemara Baita. Now, the Mishnah says, Be'emes amru b'yayin hitiru la'arev kosher barach. That we were speaking about before, about mixing two minim together, which is not permissible in most cases. But if I'm selling a weak wine, I want to add a strong wine to it, this is permissible. And the Mishnah says the reason, the weak wine becomes mushbach through the fact that you added strong wine. Be'emes amru, z'tumo b'yayin itir l'arav kosher barach neishu mashbichoy. Omar Rabbeloza, ado amru, from here you can derive, kol be'emes amru halachi. That means, since the Mishnah gave a reason that Mimnesha Mashbichoi, so the reason is not debatable. The Mishnah says a halacha, and it says a reason. Now, halachas are debatable. When I said halacha, the shalato, the shenat alato. The reason, this is a Matthias. He's a Matthias. So since he gave a reason which strengthens the halacha, I mean, it has to be like that. I mean, if it's Mashbich, so it should be Mutter. So whenever it says Be'emes Amru, so the Tana said here, the Tana said such a lotion, Be'emes Amru, and here I know it's zikr, not debatable, because he gave a reason. So, be'emes amru, the loshna be'emes amru, if the Tani uses such a loshna, that's coming to tell us the aloche is not debatable. It's kol be'emes amru alochi. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, ada amru, soisei meres, kol ada kemai hado, be'emes alochi. Whenever it says Bemis in the Mishnah, that halacha is not debatable. Midiyov tam lemilsei, mibnei shemashbichai. There's a reason. Vain lekamkin bedovo. So, if that's a Matthias, benoket bo lemasnisen be'emis. And so on this halacha, the Mishnah said Bemis, and it gave a reason of the tzicha, so shmami lekalecha, the toni Bemis halacha. Wherever the Tana uses such a lotion, Be'emes, Be'en Lechasem, Olegam Gein Bedova. Fine. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman, Ubein Hagitois Shono. This din, that one who is selling weak wine is permitted to add a stronger wine because it will be Mashpiach, the weaker wine, that is dafke when the Bein Hagita Shono, that the wine is in process of fermenting. That means it's in the process. So memele, the stronger wine will blend with the weaker wine, and you'll have a Yayim Mishubah. Then it's permissible. Bein Hagita Shono, what looks with Rashi says, Bein Hagita Shono, the mashbichoi shetoisis in ze im ze, the nasim tam echot. They ferment together, and it becomes a unique tam. It's a weak wine, but it's mushba. Avola acher hagitois, after the after this man agita shekva kolat kol echod reichai v'taymai ein mashbichai ela poigmai. So it seems then the two wines do not blend, but if I can't say you have a weak wine with a strong taste, they don't blend in its foige. So Rav Nachman said pshat in the Mishnah that what the Mishnah permitted, blending, mixing the two wines, that is dafke bei nagitas. Frech de gemore, bo idne de tuma arbi, shaloi bei nagitas, banat ma est bismaneinu, they mix koshe barach atulu shaloi bei nagitas. So what, I mean that's a meaning that all winemakers do. Amara Pope the Yodi the Kamochli. I mean now since everyone does it, so Vashtesach the wine is not so mushbech, but since everyone knows that when you buy rach, you're going to get it blended with some kosher, even though perhaps that's when you buy rach wine, that's what you expect. So the Yodi v'kamachli, that is pshat in the minig bismanein. That means everyone knows that that's what it is. So Maisel Yain Rach, people know that there was some mixture of Yain kosher, which perhaps doesn't, but there's a reason why the winemakers do it, but I'll kaponim, even though it's not so much beer, but everyone knows that that is what is done, and Yodi v'kamachli. Rav Ache bereid Ravika Omar, Homoni Rabbi Achehi. Now others learn pshat, that the same pshat in the Vahidna, the Minik Oilom. Are we miyashim the Minik Oilom? The Gemara says that Shaloi Bein Nagit, Rav Nachman said a Metzi, Shaloi Bein Nagit, it's Poigim. And the Minig Olam now is the Ma'arav Shaloi Bein Nagitus. What is Shad the Minig Olam? So Rapopo said the Yodi Kamoch. Rav Acha Bereid Ravik Oma Homoni Rabba Achi, this is Shad the Minig. Lusanya Rabba Achi Mata Bedova Hanita. Let's see what Rashi says. The Yodi Akil Shahuza Kulari, that's what people do in the Meichel. But over Hanitam, Sha'odam Toyim Kaidam Shalokhoi, V'yochel Lahapchen Shanis Arabai. So, Ravache said, and Lachaire, this is Pshat, too says that this Ravache's Halach is only is if that is the Minik Ha'ilom. That means by wine, the minig is before you buy wine, taste it. That was the minig. You didn't buy a sealed bottle. Everyone was given the opportunity to taste the wine. So if that is now the minig, so then there's no problem. I mean, you tasted it, you're buying it, and you can talk. Then you don't say, I mean, this is, you're tasting and you're accepting it. So then there's no problem. So it would seem perhaps Bishas this man Hamishneh. If Rav Nachman said this man Bebe Nagita Shono, we're saying Rav Acha speaking about Haidne, so this man Hamishneh that wasn't the minig. So then the different halachas now the minig is like this. So then there are different halachas. So it could also come out that if the minig is to taste, mishin is arev mayim v'yeinoi, we have the leim kerenim b'chnusam kenedi, all these dinim could be, then there wasn't a minig to taste the wine, so we have problems. But if there is such a minig, so then the din will change. That was Rav Acha said, the minig, Mata Badova Hanita. Bimar Bim Shimra Yain Biyana Vnoisle Shmo. So the Gemara asks us, Amre Trei She'ema Arven Klau, it's a Demav, it's nice to Shmor, Chiteima, my nice and lay a Shmor of the Kamoidelei, if he tells him, with the Tani Seifel, and Kenebach Nusam came with the Yivler, the Tagaf of Bisha Medea, then we're speaking about Medea, the Klau, the Rei She'ap, Agaf, the Lei Medelei. Amre Rav Yudha Ochi Kam, Eima Arven Shmorim, Shal Emesh, Shal Yoyim. The wine of yesterday you can't put in today's wine, and you see in Rashi, this is, these are two different barrels. Today's shmorim and yesterday's wine. If it's the shmorim of this barrel, so that will not be mazik. Someone is pouring gently wine, and by doing it this way, it's clear wine without shmorim. So now he only got clear wine, but he tells him the shmorim also. Mayin Mayayin Sofa Emesh, the wine that he poured yesterday, Nishawa Shmorin, and Ma'alvin Oisin Biyayin, Shesofa Ayayin, Shishimre Yayin Zeh, Mekalkun Yayin Ach. Abu Nasin Uloi Eshmorov, Shayayin Atma, Yayin Bemishlav, that Kabudin, the Yayin Biyayin Vishnei Chavius, it's also the same thing. Look at the Musa, look at the Sam, Yain the Emish, Mishtechavis. A safe is Yain called over Hatzolu, everything that's clear and Mithrat, the Nachas that's poured over the clear Kli, Shalay is Arab by Shmor and Korolay Sphere. Fine. Look at the Gemara Baita. Mishin is Arab Mayim, Yain, Erezlam, Kerna, Bachanuslam, came by Dia. Rove, now the Gemara brings down a maisa. Rove, aisa leichamre mechanuse. They brought Rove wine from a chanuse. Mosgay, now we'll see, Rove had a unique mziger. Rove used to put in a lot of water. 3 times water and 1 time wine. That was the mziger of Rove. That was Rove's mziger. Now, so they brought wine to Rove. Mosgay, so first, before he wanted to taste it, first, I mean, he didn't drink it such strong way. He made his unique mziger. Tomei, and then he tasted it. They have a bosom. It wasn't a good wine. The wine was no good. It wasn't for his taste talk upon him. Shodre lechanusa. So he sent it back to the store. So the yellow sashach is mavaya. That means, I feel that we will assume that if I order wine from the store and I get wine that's not tasty, I can say it's a mekach tois, I can return it. But here already he had diluted it. He made it diluted. So you can't return it now to the store. Mainly, you take back. They take back. Good. You give me back what you bought. I'll take it back. But here, after you diluted it 3 times, which no one will buy it now. So we'll see. Rashi says he sold it back. No. He sold it back. He has nothing to do with this wine. I mean, the wine doesn't taste good. He diluted it according to his sheer mezigah. It doesn't taste good. So what do you do now with the wine? So he sold it back to the Rashi says, Mochel, we'll say. He sold it back to the storekeeper. He sold it back. Fine. Shodre lechanusa. Send it back, selling it. Omalei abaye. How are you allowed to do what you did now? we just learned, not allowed to, if it became this Arev, Yayin v'mayim, now to tell Tataki, he's going to be Marame. So how are you allowed to do this? Omalei, Mozgodi di meidi yidiyah. My wine, he won't be able to be Marame. I mean, my wine is so diluted, it won't work. Frag the Gemara, Chitayma, the Tofei, Umachayle, Mizavle, no, Pasetach, your wine, he won't work. He's going to go and take stronger wine and mix it up. And then, so it's not your wine already, it's, but Lomaisa, he's going to sell Yayin, Shinis, Arev, Bemayim. So how are you allowed to do that? She said, in Cain, ain't the devil's life. There's no Issa on this. That means what? The whole Issa is, I should give him something which he now could be Muhammad. If what I'm giving him, and Rashi mentions Vishnaiva, the Issa of Vishnaiva, I'm giving him something that he'll be Muhammad. But if what I'm giving him now, he can't be Muhammad, because my Mziga, he can't be Muhammad. So he might make kunzin about the devotees in the ego, in the devotees safe, and you're allowed to do it. Zot Rashi, Mozgei Nosen Boi Mayim, she came back, and that was the derech of Rabbi. Vosim Mebusim Betayt. Yeah. But the Gemara, it wasn't a good wine. So she's giving him a wine which will be used to be Merama people. So Rabbi said, Bezigaliti made the idea, Shani Naisen by Mayim Harbe. He came a Maisti Hamrochaya, he's going to take now some pure wine. So you make sense, I can't tell them water either. Show me your alvain be I, the Hoshu, El Bismat, me Mechaloy Dogo, Ho Osi, La Ramis Boy, Kamoishu Barsha. And that is an evil Easter of this, an evil thing from Rashi. But if with what I'm selling him, there's no chash that he might do the same with double safe. Zot the Gemara Baita, Mokim Shinogala to my beyond Yatilo Tono Lamaxil Switch Lavia, Omar Rabu Ben Agita Shana, Maxil Shlisha Lavia, Ako Kimimika Lavia, Yatamai, Maxa, and Shlish. Zog Toysmit. Vein zog loima chadoshim bi yishonim. Shum dama peka mecha sasfine bechol mili ashi loin toyslot sasfine but not only by vue with the flower. Bechol mili atiki malu if it's older, it's better bambi tamri tamarim shikra bir bahalkana dogim ktani. My noiseless mouth, the commodore. How that will hoggy or such like your rama by a chirin? No, if he's my day, it's permissible. Rova icy lay ham, the brother of mine. Rova gassin, the ashkirin, shahoisa, mizigosai, mishune. Rova had a mishune, they can mizig it, can bring him in the door, and the gates at Mabrin. Dom ye, hi, Mezige, this Mezige is the Mizke the Rabbi Bereid Rav Yosef Barchom. But you have a unique Mezige. Hashtag Nich Adam Rabbi Bereid Rav Yosef Barchom. Kol Chamro V'loidori Al-Had Vlas Mayim. Rabbi said, you don't put 3 parts water and 1 part wine. Vlas Chamro, that's fine. So that's Rabbi's statement. The פרק איך הדינים במנית אמרינן על יחסה המוזק שאם זה פוסק אין שיר השירים זה לגמור את הרשן זה פוסק שאם הוכרחו מהם לא צריך If he had a husband of God, and many of them had a leave, if Yeshom Chav Gimel can get a Hedri Ketane, Yoitzim. So that the rest can go and these will remain. We'll have a Al Yechsa HaMozek. This is a drash from Apostolic in Shirashi. So what's Al Yechsa HaMozek? So that means 23 is left over from 71. So you have a Shir Mezik. That's how the Gemara Darshan said. It means it's two times water and one time wine. Yes, I'm a Gemara. Now, according to Rav, the Shira is three times. Mashman the Mizig Al Chatray. Taisi says, no, I thought the Kro, I read the Mizig is Tambinayod. Miyakosh, the mashma hasn't the thriller of the rover, the ikimiziga kachlina. The muki matnisin, the mozik base chaloki maim vechid yain biyain hashiroini, dafke the rofi. That, if a very weak wine, then it's two times water. Like this, that's the ikimiziga. So now, so you can't say, it's near the rover muki miziga the kona yechsa mozik biyain hashiroini. Because we're speaking about a weak wine, then it's two times water and one times wine. The Kodah Yechsamo Vyayin Hashirayin. V'Rav Menachem V'Yayini Pirish, the Yechsar HaMozik Shal Yechsaru Nun HaMozik Gematria Mem Zayin Gimel Gematria Nun Mishan Hedrik Doyle Le Mezik B'Gematria Nun Yechsar Mem Tez Yisharu Bezen, Bezen, Shokom, Mesif, Nalem, Echad, Rechav, Gimel. I mean, the Gemara didn't mean to Darshan, Mezigas, Ayay. The Gemara meant the Gematria of Mezigas. Yibu, Chalmi, Mashmi, the Ayrim, Mezigas, Ayay, Mamish.